From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. On the eve of a U.S.-China dialogue in Washington, President Donald Trump Tuesday said China's efforts to persuade North Korea to rein in its nuclear missile programs have failed. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, while he greatly appreciates China's efforts, it has not worked out. He added, at least I know China tried. Mr. Trump also called the death Monday of American student Otto Warmbier, medically evacuated from North Korea last week in a coma, a disgrace.
That should never, ever be allowed to happen. And frankly, if he were brought home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different. He should have been brought home that same day. The result would have been a lot different. But what happened to Otto is a disgrace. And I spoke with his family. His family is incredible, what they've gone through. But he should have been brought home a long time ago.
Wednesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Chief Jim Mattis sit down with their Chinese counterparts, State Councilor Yang Jiechi, and Chinese Army Chief General Fang Fenghui, and U.S. officials in North Korea will be a priority. The top U.N. human rights official Tuesday said a militia linked to the government of Democratic Republic of Congo has committed a string of ethnically motivated attacks. Aid Raad al-Hussein called for an international investigation of the Banamura militia.
Refugees from multiple villages in the Kamanya territory indicated that the Banamura have in the past 2 months shot dead, hacked, or burnt to death and mutilated hundreds of villages, as well as destroying entire villages.
He said, told the UN Human Rights Council, reports are that the militia was backing the government's fight against insurgents in central Kasai region. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department said an American warplane downed an armed Iranian-made drone close to where U.S. personnel train and advise rebel forces. The action took place near the Syria-Jordanian border and followed the downing of another drone June 8. Tensions between the U.S. and Russia have been heightened after the U.S. shot down a Syrian warplane Sunday that it said dropped bombs near U.S.-backed rebels. That prompted a warning from Russia, which backs Syria in the conflict, that it would track U.S. coalition aircraft west of the Euphrates River. Speaking Tuesday in France, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he has asked Washington for a full explanation of Sunday's incident. Meanwhile, airstrikes and artillery bombardments by Syrian forces resumed against rebels in Daraa, a city near Jordan. Belgian authorities Tuesday said they foiled a terror attack at the central station in Brussels. Eric van der Sipt is with the Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office.
The suspect has been neutralized by the military that were present at central station here immediately after the explosion. There were no other victims.
Reports indicate the suspect has been identified. The city has been on alert following attacks carried out by Islamic State operatives in March last year at Brussels Airport and a metro station that killed 32. President Trump met at the White House Tuesday with his Ukrainian counterpart, Petro Poroshenko. The White House said the discussion centered on support for peaceful resolution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine, pitting the government against pro-Russian separatists, as well as Mr. Poroshenko's reform efforts. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Washington sees Russia as the aggressor in the conflict.
Until they are out of eastern Ukraine, we're going to continue to have sanctions on Russia, and we believe that that is Ukraine's part of Ukraine, and so therefore, until those sanctions will remain, it was something that obviously came up to discussion with the president today. We'll continue to advocate for that.
Earlier, the Trump administration announced sanctions on nearly 40 individuals and organizations over Russia's actions in Ukraine. In Somalia, at least 10 people were killed after a suicide car bomber detonated a van at local government offices in the Wadajir district of the capital, Mogadishu. At least 9 others were wounded. Most of the casualties were civilians. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Saudi King Salman Wednesday appointed his 31-year-old son, Mohammed bin Salman, as crown prince, placing him first in line to the throne. He already holds the portfolio of defense minister. In a series of royal decrees, the king stripped Prince Mohammed bin Nayef of his title as crown prince and head of the interior ministry. Chinese stocks will be included for the first time in a leading U.S. index of emerging market shares. The New York-based index giant MSCI saying it will add more than 200 Chinese A shares beginning next year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.